Beginn der Karte darf man sich das Bomben zu darf, hey, beginn am Bett, beginn das Master, beginn das Sigma, wo Sigma mit der Kante mit der Kante. We don't do a Takana with a Kama, which is the Shavuos Hesis, and to go ahead and make it for the other person to be Yishba Beito, which Tase explains. He says, Mitekshin Yochel Shava, so now that he can't swear, Mishalmi has to pay. That loy that's not applicable to the bishop, like we explained. So you don't say, okay, so we're actually now we can't swear, we're not gonna make the other one swear he pays. No, that we already said Amad Aleph. which depends which the mask depends how you interpret it, but definitely one of the tastes had said that here we're not gonna say because Lishab Kishai, whatever, you're not gonna let him live, you know, if everyone could just, you know, force him to pay. Next is not the words the Gemara of the Islay Mishtabeya. That is it on what he has that he's wearing or not? As Rashi explains the question. Now the question is, what's the Gemara's question? What do you mean? You're saying because he doesn't have less than half? But in Vavakav that has bez mashbino, so doesn't the Gemara tell us in Shavuos Ablamates that we know what bez means to say? They're not saying, oh, he doesn't have less, whatever. Maybe he has nothing because it's actually not less. But we know what the court has in mind. Yeah, but says Tais Makam Makam Lo. You're right. Of course, that would ultimately be the interpretation. But Lo Havelu the second Shvua, the rabbis should not have instituted an oath. Beloshen the Lemishtameya Shachat Yishleid that wouldn't be understood that half is his. In other words, the Gemara is asking, why did they make such wording? Yeah, of course, that's what he would have to that would be included in the oath. But it doesn't really make sense that you should make such wording. Next Tais Matam Bin Zigmelam a name of Shvua Shakulish Shleid. Why didn't they swear that's all mine? Because that's what he's claiming. Which Tais explains, Rabbanan, but not in this part. It's only asking according to the Shittas Rabbanan, which the Gemara burned off Beis and Mabeis. That's what asking the Lechay Shal Shvushav, that they're not concerned for a false oath, because like bananas, you can't make a guy swear, which well, definitely one of them is going to be swearing falsely. At least this must have been the words the Gemara Kula Shali. It's all mine. Well, the Reichem Mechul, according to your words, I don't have less than half. Now Avigav the Kama Kula Shali. Although he said it's all mine, lo mishtabeya shechetz yishalai, he's not going to swear the half of his shemagali deburi, because that's still going to be causing a flaw to his words. You said it's all, now he's saying it's half. And I say, according to you, I don't have less than half. And next day, master begins the gemara. The chasham money lachasha shvasa. Someone suspect regarding money, it does not make him automatically suspect regarding an oath. Now, so Tais near the end of time, what's the reason for this? Because an oath is a more severe a sin. Like the Gemara brings human the paper of an elf, but Shavuah is the Talmud says an elf. Shalom is dazeya, the world shook, aloisiso, when Hashem said, don't take my name in vain, which is regarding an oath. So therefore, that's why being chashav in the moment would not make him chashav in the Shavuah. But then it says, if you're going to say to that, ask to take a second look, it says, if that's the case, am I gazlan pasul Shavuah? Why is a gazlan pasul for a Shavuah? Damar, that you say that shekenegdai nishba v'naitel, that you say that the one opposite him swears and then he collects, I think Gemara says, Shavuah is the mendad, what do you mean? Why should it be pasul? Even if he's chashav for mammon that he's stealing, that doesn't automatically make him chashav for a Shavuah. Hashem says, but he says, you're right, the guy's only pasul a Shavuah, the guy's not pasul a Shavuah, elam d'rabban, only rabbinically. Well, the aid is who the pasul of the rice, and regarding witness, as a witness, that's where it's biblically, he's invalid. Hashem, because that's a pasul, a tashas rasha aid, should not place a wicked person as a witness. But you're right, this that is pasul a Shavuah is only rabbinic. Now, b'yesh mefarshim, some explain, b'shem rabbi of Yehuda chassid, this that if someone suspects regarding money is valid for an oath, that's mishum de shemai de shvua. So he's coming to answer the question. He says that no, that's because maybe through the oath that yifresh megezel. So then I'll separate from megezel, and so although he suspects regarding the moment, but the oath will stop him and he won't end up stealing. So that's where we say he could swear. Gazlan vade, but a definite gazlan kamishem mammon in the parish. So he's not separating from any money. So the truth is that you're right, he would be chashed on the oath too. And Malikashama Hugaya. It's not difficult from that shepherd that Sidu Bay that they testified, the Achal Megers is Tartiminai that he ate two of them. So the question is, am I apostle? Why is he invalid? The Bahanach trade the Achal, the two that he ate, Sarch Lashami has to pay. Meshah Yifresh al Deshvua. And maybe from the rest, you're right. He will separate through the oath. So that's the Taisa says, no, that's not true. Because the Mashu Mashalim Ali the Aiden, this that he's paying through the witnesses, it's not really a bona fide like return. They're like, oh, we see it's working, he won't end up stealing. He had to pay it because of the witnesses. And behind the time of the covenant of cotton post, that's actually the same reason why when someone denies the deposit, he's possible to aid this because we see that that he is stealing, and that's why he's not believed regarding an oath. Next test matter begins the Gemara. He shaked the east of the basin. Oh, that they testified that at that moment it was in the house, which Legasinan the Ishtabeya. Because it's not that moment that he was swearing, because the Ikasadi the Nishbala Sheker, because if this witness is assessed why he swore falsely, then the Milvanami Apostle, then it shouldn't be only the Apostle, then the loan also, they're saying that he swore falsely. Without the oath. They're just saying that when he was denying that they saw it in his house. The next is about to begin with the words of the Gemara. Lisachmed to people sounds like that it's without money. Says Tosef, in turn, if you're going to say, wait, typically Melisigzel, why do you have to come out to Lisachmed? Why isn't it a problem about an actual stealing itself? He says, you're right. Lava lo b'shnei lavin. It's Lisachmed is when you're lusting after someone else's things. It's violating two things. It's leisachman not to desire someone else's thing and not stealing, because like we're saying, it's when you're giving money. People don't realize it's even when you give money. But this is as the second psychologist he says, wait, if you're going to say b'hoki yob dami namis, but even if you're saying he's giving money, chamsin haver, that makes him into an extortionist, a chamsin. Like it's obvious at the end of the pekakens on daf samach bizim and aleph, the chamsin posla edus, and the chamsin is invalid for testimony. Because he said posla edus, release ed chamas, use the word chamas, chamsin, and we know about posla edus, posla shvua, the word is invalid for testimony is invalid for an oath. The chol hanu the chasha bepsuli edus, all those that are considered as invalid for testimony, pekze abayir and psanet daf chavim abeis. Is invalid for an oath. So it should be a problem because of chamsin. No, the chamsin who gives money is only invalid rabbinically. As the Gemara tells us, they add on chamsin. The Gemara doesn't ask chamsin deraisa, who it's biblical, like it asked regarding gazan. And it says chamsin the kra. When it says chamsin the pasuk, that is the liyav dami, is when he doesn't give money. When he does, it's only rabbinically. Now b'shele ha'gozel the gemara b'bekamim daf kofites mid alav, literally the end of b'bekamim the meister kra that brings the pasuk, the mechamas b'nei Yehuda, afili yav dami, that even when you are giving money, it's just an illusion. It's really only rabbinic. Now, even though they did add on chamson as invalid for testimony, and that means they say they're also invalid for oath. So the Taisa says, well, there's a difference. That's a chamson shechotzuf lachtav meyad liyad. That's someone who grabs. He has the audacity to grab it from the guy's hand. But he's around with the owner's awareness. That guy's pasul b'shua. But here, lechotzuf, he's not so audacious. Elamal chamson usay. He's just hiding his being a chamsin. But I mean, he says shenev deloy, that he says, oh, it got lost, but really he's going to give the money, but he really wants it. That lay pasul, that's not pasul, and therefore we're asking it specifically from lay sachmud and not from chamsin.